We are a weekly podcast, Soul of a Gamer.
Hey, I'm smart this time. Well, I did not, this
let's
time.
Let's not go that far, okay?
I will fuck it up again.
I love pressing that button. That was my favorite button.
That's definitely.
This game gets really fucking weird.
So you do acid and then you go into the hamster shit.
And this week is
Night Trap.
Night Trap.
They're right behind you, Night Trap. 10-year-old birthday party. Next scene, kill the kid.
You got to kill the kid. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, car is coming. Throw your body into the car and die. All I could do every time I was playing Ethan was just would start walking around and go, Jason!
Oh, God. It's
just... So Shorty had them apple bottom jeans and the
they
boots
did.
With the fur?
With the fur.
And the whole club was looking at her?
Yes.
Whoa. Welcome back, everybody, to another Soul of a Gamer. I'm Scott.
Yes. And I'm Steven.
And we are doing another Hot Takes.
Yes.
This one is volcano would I throw Steven into if I had the opportunity?
Ooh.
So this is actually
that's a good question.
And it's a lot of them. Let's just to start it. There's about 237 of them, and not all of them are on this planet.
I'm no longer a virgin, though, so you won't get any special magical powers for sacrificing me in a volcano.
Yeah, it's been like, unfortunately, 2 weeks ago lost his V-card.
Oh, yeah, 2 weeks. I'm married for so many years now.
Yeah, but... I know. We've been bugging you about it for years. Like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
I guess, yeah. You know, I was just waiting for the right moment, you know, really building to it.
You guys don't know this, and if you're a woman listener, you probably don't know this either. But, like, for guys, it's funny because we bag on each other for, like, you don't have sex. You're a loser. And it's so funny because Steven back then, we had this friend who's just a complete jackass. And he would come up to Steven all the time and just be like, ha, 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 you don't have sex, ha, ha, ha. Mm-hmm. And Steven would go, ha, 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 you have sex with ugly women, ha, ha, ha. It's just like, it's the dumbest thing guys do, but it's so fucking funny when you're like on the outside looking in.
Oh, I mean, it's one of those things where you look at it, you're like, oh my God, are you guys really just like doing that shit to each other? And it's just
shit talk.
And I mean, I was a virgin until I was 20, 21. I can't even fucking remember.
What a piece of shit. But what a piece of shit.
I know. I was waiting till marriage. I was trying to be a good Christian boy.
Fair. I think a lot of people do that, honestly. That's maybe a hot take we do sometime. We talk about like why people decide to wait till marriage. Because that is interesting because I have at least 90% of my friends said, I think I'm going to wait till marriage. And then none of them fucking did that.
Yeah, I mean, I waited until I was engaged, but I pretty much got engaged as a precursor of I want to have sex sooner rather than later.
That's how it is. I think maybe one day we jump into that and we talk about some of our experiences with people who said those things. Because I've got some funny ones.
It could be fun just to do non-video game related bullshit.
Yeah. But today we are talking about video game related bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing today, Steven?
Today, we are talking about the video game worlds we would love to live in and the best video game side characters and what that entails.
We had a caveat of side characters. We try to pick characters that weren't like super integral to the plot, but not also like completely apart from it. It's hard. There's a blurred line between a side character and a main character, and the main character... Usually you just consider it as the character you play, but I almost consider it as like in a movie, the lead actor is usually the people who are on screen the most. So if two people have the like same amount of screen time, mm-hmm. aren't they both the main
actor? They're co-stars. Yeah.
Yeah.
In that instance, they're co-stars. So like I argued that a side character isn't a playable character because I kind of said
that they can be played, but if they're not exactly there all the time, it should be fine.
Yeah. So my caveats for that, I stuck to myself, was these are characters you don't play as, at least in the main title games. There's one character that he gets a spinoff game himself.
Yeah. And I chose, there is a character you play as, but I don't think you play as him in the first game, actually. And you don't play as the other two at all, but they're funny, and I love them.
Okay.
So you want to start with characters?
Sure, we can do that since we're talking about
Let's jump right in. I'm going to just jump right in here before you because fuck you. I'm going to start with Locke.
Locke.
Do you remember Locke?
Locke.
This is one of my favorite actors of all time, plays this guy. Guy. He's Joe Swanson. He's a...
Isn't his name Offerman?
No, not Nick Offerman.
Ron Swanson?
Isn't his name Guy?
You mean Guy Fieri?
No. Joe Swanson from Family Guy.
Joe Swanson. Oh. Joe Swanson.
Tick.
God, why am I drawing? Patrick Warburton.
Patrick Warburton. Sorry, he's Guy and Ted.
Yes.
That's right. Yes. He's Guy and Ted. So Patrick Warburton, he's just such a fucking phenomenal actor, and I love the way he fucking talks. And
same voice in everything he does.
But it's always good. Like, that's the crazy. It's always fucking good.
Ah, poison for Cusco. Cusco's poison.
Yeah,
poison.
See, like, it's a line that people have said a million times, and they still love it today. So Locke is a character from Tack and the Power of Juju.
Yes.
He's
the dumb character
who just does some really stupid shit, and he is the funniest fucking character in the world. Just
he
like
plays
there's a
punk again.
Yes. And like there's a great this is actually pre Emperor's New Groove,
yeah.
I think.
Yep.
I think this is what inspired Kronk. So there's a point in the second game where he's trying to jump a chasm.
Mm-hmm.
With a pole vault. So he's trying to pole vault. And the little mental juju comes out that can read minds. And he goes, if you're so smart, what am I thinking right now? You are thinking, can I jump this chasm? Now you are thinking, I don't think I have enough speed to jump this chasm. And now you are thinking, I'm going to fall.
Yep.
Just like, the character is just so good. He comes in at weird times. He's just a comic relief character, and he works out so well for what he was. Like, he's not important whatsoever, but he's the original, like, he was supposed to be the tribe's leader, mm-hmm. and then Tack was the one who ended up with the power of Juju, and Locke didn't get it, and Locke is still upset about it, so he goes on adventures with Tack. It's just so good.
Patrick Warburton's one of those people that is just, like, they... just play themselves and they are that role in everything they do, but they do it so well that it always elevates whatever they're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I have to agree. He's a great one.
He is a great one, and every single thing he's in, I love.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's nothing that he's ever been in that I've said, okay, this is shit, you know? And he does actually a pretty good job playing a more serious role. Like,
well, even in Ted, I love his role.
In Ted, when he's at Comic-Con, he's like, I love fucking with nerds.
Shit on my hand.
When he's in the Lemony Snicket, the series of unfortunate events, honestly, he did fucking phenomenal in that role. That was so good.
I love him in Rules of Engagement. That's like one of my favorite
shows. That's a good
show. David Spade.
But that fits more of his like kind of character.
Plus, like, it was a comedy. Reunion of Kronk and Cusco again.
yeah.
And it lasted seven or eight seasons.
Something like that, like in the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I own it also.
Late 90s. That's after 2000s. David Spade took on... God, what was that role he did? I know we're getting a little off topic, but remember the where he's like helping the mayor or is the mayor of New York City? He took over for Michael J. Fox because that
oh,
point...
Oh, Spin City.
Spin City, yeah. So... That's after that role. I want to say, right?
Yeah.
Not way after.
It was at least
like
10 years after that.
10 years? Didn't that end in like the early 2000s? Didn't that end like 2002 or 2003?
All right. Spin
City. Okay, you guys look it up. Yeah. Spin City. I'm going to guess 2002 or 3. And then I'm going to guess Rules of Engagement started
Spin
around
Spin City
that
was
time.
96, 2002.
Oh, man, I'm good. Okay.
And Rules of Engagement, 2007 to 2013. So
oh
5
my God,
years
that was,
after.
That was way later than I thought you were going to say, like 2004.
No, I thought it was later, 2000s.
Okay, or, well, yeah, nice. But yeah, I knew Spin City
early
ended
later.
In like 2002 or 3.
Yeah.
Within like a season of two or of David Spade coming in, and it was gone because he's a great actor. I love David Spade, but he is
he's
like,
great.
That is not the role for David Spade, not to take over Michael J. Fox.
There's
that
a lot of
good.
Roles that aren't the greatest for David Spade, but you know,
he's
David Spade.
He's good as is.
Yes.
All right. Yes. What's your side character, Steven?
All right. So the first one I'm going to bring up, one I didn't realize was actually going to be kind of controversial, but the more I was looking into the character, the more like I saw everyone arguing about this character, whether he's a good character or a shit character. This is Joel. Jonah from Tomb Raider. I was just Jonah talking about Hill? My love for Tomb What?
Jonah Hill?
No, not Jonah Hill. Just Jonah.
What do you mean not Jonah? Ask me about my wiener.
What about your wiener?
I'm not going to answer.
But I was just talking about how much I love Tomb Raider in our last episode. And Jonah is honestly, he's the most down to earth, just like cool dude ever. Like in both the trilogy of the new games and in the TV show that Netflix just did as well, the animated series. I love his character. He's just such a genuine dude and cares so much about Laura and his friends and family. And he's always willing to do whatever it takes to be there to support a person, no matter how much it hurts himself. And I just see a lot of myself in that with the character. And I don't know. He's just like the most genuine person and someone I feel like I'd be best friends with in life.
You're so lame.
I am. But he's,
I don't know.
Like, he's not even like, he don't
it's
even
been too long since I played.
Much.
Was Jonah the
he's the big
the
Hawaiian
younger
dude?
Okay, yeah. Oh, I yes, I know what you're talking about now. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I see it. For some reason, I'm picturing like this skinny white guy who's like on the phone helping her hack shit.
No, though.
And I'm like, no, that's not right.
Yeah, yeah. Big Hawaiian dude. This guy is a lovable bear. Every bit of like that, like Maui vibe or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I like it. Can dig it.
What else you got?
Of course we gotta mention one of my favorite games of all time. We're gonna bring up Tails. Of course Tails is coming in here. Know what I wish they would have done with Tails originally? You know, in Mario Kart, when you fall off and like the thing that comes and gets you is the little guy, Tails do that for Sonic in the first game. I think he does it
That'd
in the
hilarious.
Second game for Sonic
I
second
think so.
Or third game, but in the first game he does it, which is unfortunate. But Tails is like the most epitomed best friend character of all time. This guy goes to the ends of the earth for Sonic all the fucking time. And he's ready to save the world. He can take on the power of the Chaos Emeralds. Like, he can fucking fly with his goddamn tails. And he's a fucking fox, not a bird. That's cool as shit.
Well, and he's got the fucking gadgetry and ship and pilot knowledge of
he's
pro.
He's like a combination of Chip and Dale and from Rescue Rangers, not like like the dancers.
Not the dancing, not the strippers,
But no. The Rescue Rangers. He's like
Chip and Dale.
You throw all of the Rescue Rangers in together and he epitomizes every single one of them. That's the crazy part.
Especially Gadget.
Yes, Gadget, but like he's adventurous, like the two hedgehogs, like the two what are they?
What?
Chip and Dale, what are they again?
They're chipmunks.
Chipmunks, that's right.
Yep.
I guess, are they?
Yeah.
You sure?
Aren't they?
I think Alvin and the chipmunks are chipmunks.
Well, they are definitely chipmunks, but I think Chip and Dale are chipmunks too.
Maybe they are, but yeah, maybe chipmunks. But then like the big guy, the fat dude.
Google break.
What's the fat dude's name?
Oh, dude, I can't remember the fat dude. It was Baloo, wasn't it?
No, Baloo is from... What are you talking about? That's the bear, you son of a bitch.
Oh, the fat mouse. You're talking about the fat mouse.
Yeah, Baloo's the... It's the bear necessity. Just
well, he was in a cartoon with him, Tailspin.
Oh, yeah, Tailspin. No, that's a different characters you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Was Chip and Dale in Tailspin? I don't think they were in... Maybe they were. I don't remember.
I think they were in Tailspin. I'm pretty sure they were in Tailspin.
There's a lot of old cartoons.
Yeah, they're in Tailspin.
Anyway, you if you combine all the characters from Rescue Rangers, you get Tails, and that's the coolest fucking thing in the world to me.
True.
I know. If you guys have never seen Rescue Rangers, I'm sorry, your life is so sad.
Chip and Dale are anthropomorphic chipmunks. Boom.
Okay, they are chipmunks.
Yeah. I thought I was right.
I can't believe they chose chipmunks. I would have chosen squirrels.
Actually, the new Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers movie that came out in 2022 is pretty solid.
Is it?
Honestly.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's a lot of like meta humor. Like they actually have Ugly Sonic in the movie.
Okay.
Like, remember like when the Sonic trailers first came out and everyone bullied Sony into changing the look of Sonic? Yes. They actually have Ugly Sonic as a character.
Did you say Sony?
Or
Sony make the movie?
Well, I think it was Sony, wasn't it?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Whoever did it. I don't know. Maybe
they
I'm
were
wrong
bullied
on the Sony part.
As they should have been.
But they bullied the hell out of him, as they should, because the new Sonic look is way better.
Yeah, it's way better.
But Ugly Sonic is there, and he's like at a Comic-Con like signing stuff as Ugly Sonic. I'm like, yeah, I got fired. Like, it's so fucking funny, dude.
Oh, my God. All right, like, Steven, what you got next? What's your next character?
My next character is someone that during both mine and my wife's playthrough of this game, one of my favorite franchises, Far Cry 6.
Of course it is.
We fell in love with this character, and this is Mercedes Yanran Martin. I think it's Martin, but
it's probably Martin.
She is phenomenal, fiery redhead. She is just super strong. Like, her first introduction to you, she comes out, she's talking to you about how you just like took down a base camp, and she's just talking about like who she is and what part of like group she's in, and then she just pulls out a grenade, unhinges the grenade, she's like, hi, I'm Yanran, and then chucks a grenade at a guy that's like over off the distance and just blows them up, and just like,
oh my god.
Yeah, and she's like, oh shit, you're a badass.
Sounds like a Far Cry game.
Oh, it is. It's Far Cry through and through.
That's every Far Cry ever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they went into the corniness and the ridiculousness of it, especially with their drug trips and shit. That became a huge staple of the whole franchise. But Yanran's one of the most lovable characters in that. She's just awesome. She's probably the coolest vegan I've ever met.
Did you just say the coolest vegan I've ever met? This fake character you've never met before. Is that what you're trying to say?
Hey, that's a lot less weird than saying I fell in love with this person.
Well, I guess. I mean, both are equally strange in my opinion. I've met some pretty cool vegans, so I don't know.
I don't know. She's just really, really awesome about just everything and the way that she celebrates life. And you like talk to her a lot, especially when you're celebrating your victory, like on this island, and you get to have like a long walk with her, and she tells you about like where she came from and who her brothers were and why she joined the rebellion and all this other stuff. And you just have a lot of like really cool heart to heart moments.
So she's
just
every character in every Far Cry game.
Yeah, but better and attractive.
So why'd you join the rebellion? Well, in Far Cry 1, I joined because of this reason. But in Far Cry 2, I joined because of this reason.
Well, actually, the bad guy in Far Cry 1 or the good guy in Far Cry 1 becomes the bad guy in Far Cry 2.
Yeah, I remember. I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
So yeah, that's my other pick. What else you got?
All right, my last pick. This is one of my favorite characters. And you know what's crazy is this character came out of a side game. And that side game developed into a full-on, like, cool own story game. Like this character really sold the community on this game. And I think it sold us on the game because we had so much fun with this character when we played this game. This is Steph Gingrich.
Steph Gingrich.
Do you remember Steph Gingrich?
Sounds familiar, but I'm drawing a blank.
She created a D&D game we played in Before the Storm.
Oh.
Yep, Steph Gingrich. She's in Life is Strange, Before the Storm. She is a beanie-wearing woman who loves D&D and just loves like being like her best self. She's kind of like a little melodramatic. She's a little bit like goth girl, kind of. She's got that goth girl attitude, at least. And then in True Colors, when they give her more of a role in that game, like, it is just so incredible how cool she is. Like, they
now I'm way more interested in True Colors, so I didn't realize.
Yeah, True Colors was so fucking good, guys. I cannot give it enough praise. I had so much fun playing True Colors. I haven't played Life is Strange, the new one, the 3, essentially.
Yeah.
I haven't followed down on Max Caulfield's story at all, but I will eventually. I did buy it.
I will too.
I just have not played it.
Yeah.
But this character really sold these games for me. She was just so cool. And they, like, my buddy is one of the guys who came up with the idea of this character. And he's like, yeah, you know, when we were thinking about her, like, who is like a person we'd love to know? Like, who's someone who would be really cool to just have a chat with? And that was like the original idea of her, which I think is really fucking
really awesome.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, they had a lot of fun coming up with this character, and they even told me, like, everybody who's played the game said that is their favorite character in the entire game. So,
yeah, for sure. No, yeah, that's a great choice. I didn't even think about that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My next one's probably going to be a little basic, but I still think...
Basic bitch, Stephen.
I was kind of between two. I was between Elizabeth from BioShock Infinite and
Boo.
Serena from Skyrim.
Boo, both suck. Boo, get out of here. Boo. I don't know. Who's
Boo
Serena?
To you. Boo to you. I wanted to say Daxter, but then I was like, you kind of... He's still a main character.
Yeah, I'd say, because especially with, like, Jack and Daxter.
Yeah, I mean, the titles
like,
even
both
their names.
I wanted to say Kazooie, but it's Banjo and Kazooie.
That was actually on a lot of lists that I saw, and I was like, that doesn't count. Like, fuck
no,
you guys.
No, it can't get that. Absolutely. It's like Diddy Kong is a side character, mm-hmm. except in certain games, because in, like, Donkey Kong 64, Diddy Kong is a main character you can play as him.
Yeah.
Diddy Kong Racing, you get the option to play. Like, I don't know.
Well,
like,
even
it's weird...
on the Donkey Kong Country games, you can play as Diddy Kong
as
long
Kong.
As you have him in your party. You can just switch him anytime you want.
Yeah, so, like, he is technically a side character, but again, it's just the amount of times you can play as them is insane.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people said Clank, and I was like, no, Clank doesn't count either,
Ratchet
fuckers.
And Clank, fuckers.
Can't be a title character.
Fuck you, assholes. You go fuck yourselves. I hope you die.
I never hoped that far, but you know.
Yeah, I hope maybe. You get a hang toenail and that leads to
shit.
Sepsis.
Oh man. That's even worse, actually. But yeah, no, I think I will just go with Elizabeth. I think Elizabeth from BioShock. I think the BioShock game, those are all great games, especially for me, the first and the third. I didn't vibe with the second one as much. I know that's a hot take as well.
I've heard the second game is not the best one, so I've never played the second or the third BioShock, but I have heard the second one's not the best.
I don't like the second one as much. It's like way harder. It's which it's already a difficult game.
Yeah.
The whole big sister thing is crazy, and she is a bitch of a fight. Anytime you run into her, like it's ridiculous. Playing as a big daddy, it's just big, lumpy, and clunky.
Yeah.
So it's just different. But BioShock 3, I know it got a lot of hate, but also a lot of praise. I still think it's a really great game with a really great twist. I think the twist is something a lot of people will kind of catch on to. But I think Elizabeth as a character, like, she's constantly tossing you ammo. She's constantly tossing things you might need. She's constantly tossing you mana and health bots. There is a little bit of times where she's can be a slightly annoying, but which video game characters aren't annoying at times?
Right. Hey, listen.
Exactly. She's not like that at the very least. Booker, here's some ammo. Booker, here's some mana. Booker, here's some health.
And then you punch her in the face and you're like, here's a fucking fist.
But she can also open up portals and stuff like that. And she just has a lot of, like, really cool things. And she's really integral to the story. So it's kind of like where I didn't want to say that she was a side character, because her character really is kind of the main focus in a way, but you don't ever play as her. So that's why I still kind of caveated it.
All right. All right. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, right. Let's move on to our favorite worlds.
Yes.
Well, not favorite worlds. Worlds we would live in.
Yes.
It's a little bit different than I would say favorite worlds, because there's some of my favorite worlds I would never want to fucking live in.
Oh, yeah. Like, Elden Ring is a beautiful, beautiful world. Or even like Shadow of the Colossus, beautiful world. But I don't know if I'd want to live in the Shadow Colossus world.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to avoid that as much as we can.
So I definitely went with, and I wanted to stay away from games that are too much like my own reality. Like, I did put the caveat, like, even though, like, TCG Simulator or, like, Mass Effect, like living on the Citadel would be cool, it's still too much like my normal life. Like, yeah, I'd be in space, but I'd still be doing the same shit I'm doing now.
Yeah. And we're not saying, like, we're out there fighting aliens and shit. No, we're saying, like, if it's too close to reality, we did not include it.
Yeah. Well, because I wouldn't be probably the one facing aliens. And that's why I'm not going
to
say
it. If it's reality adjacent, we tried to keep it out of here.
So my first choice, I do have three picks for this. My first choice was actually Cassette Beast. I thought about Pokemon, but I think that one's one that everyone says all the time. I was trying to just avoid it.
Oh, I didn't even think about Pokemon. I should have said Digimon.
Oh, there you go.
But I was trying to avoid things that didn't start as games, but Pokemon did. But Digimon did not, I don't think.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
But I do really like the world of Cassette Beast. I like the whole idea that you were kind of just like removed from Earth randomly, and you're just...
Yeah, an Earth, any Earth.
Yeah, any Earth. Yeah,
there
from
a bunch
any
of different ones.
Dimension or whatever, too. Yeah. And you're all just plucked there and put in the world together, and everyone kind of helps each other out, and everyone goes out and just becomes like a Pokemon trainer, basically, but with these cassette tapes.
And falls in love.
Yeah, and you have lots of romance options, and you can romance them all. Get some awesome, like, orgies.
Or have, like, a huge orgy.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you could do some, like, really cool shit with that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And videotape it, or sound tape it with all your videotapes. And
sound tape it? You gotta
sound tape it. Yeah, you know, sound tapes. The
you
sound
gotta
tapes.
Sound, not record the audio, but you sound tape it.
I sound tapes, okay?
That's what we're doing right now, sound taping.
We're sound taping this recording.
Yep. Yes.
But I just think that would, of all, like, the kind of Pokemon-esque worlds, I do think that one's kind of the most fun and the most interesting, and it is taking me from my reality, so I get to still have my own experiences, my own life that I had, but now I just get to topple on top of that a whole new world.
Pokemon. Yeah.
Yeah, I basically, it's an isekai. Like, it's,
yeah.
Pokemon's not an isekai, but this one literally would be ripping me from my life here and bringing me into a new world. So basically, I get to turn into an anime character and live my life as an isekai character.
That's pretty sweet. Okay, I like it. I like the idea. All right, I'm going to come at you, of course, with Skies of Arcadia, because why the hell wouldn't I?
Of course.
So this world is so fucking cool. Again, air pirates, like, everything's kind of like floating islands. Like, it's just such an interesting world that has such, like, a huge dynamic to it, and the fact that it's still kind of undiscovered, like, things are still out there and secret, you still have, like, something to find. Like, I think this would be a really sweet world to live in, and just becoming, like, either a pirate or a sailor or anything like that sounds pretty cool, especially when you're in the sky and not on the sea.
Sounds like way more dangerous. Well, equally dangerous, I would say, actually.
Yeah. It sounds equally dangerous, but it's pretty fucking cool. Like, I mean, it's definitely cool. This world. And especially the fact that there's floating islands, you could literally just find an island and take it over.
Sounds like, so it's a treasure planet mixed with Avatar.
Yeah, with a little
James
bit.
Cameron.
Yeah, so with a little less of a giant scope. There's not that big of an area, right? You're
on
one single planet at one single time. You're not space traveling anywhere. You are just there. I think it's a cool world, and I'd love to be able to live on it.
Nice. Okay. My next pick, I kind of went with a horny pick. I'm not going to lie.
Horny pick.
I've been talking about this game with a couple of my friends recently. I introduced them to this game. This is all of our favorite porn game now. One of my friends 100% of the game, and even got his wife into the game, and she's played it two or three times all the way through.
Okay.
New season's coming out soon. It's called Being a Dick. And the game is one of the highest rated porn games I've ever seen. And
out of the 20
this
porn
game,
games, this is on top.
Yes, this game is phenomenal, honestly, with its storytelling. It's got some beautiful moments. It's got some sad moments. It's got some moments that you'll actually, like, will touch your heart.
Moment.
But then also, there's moments where you're going to be playing one-handed, to say it grossly. But this game world is just, it's really fun. It's kind of just that, like, that's like American Pie, like, college movie, like The Naked Mile or College Rules or Beta House Rules or whatever movies in that franchise. It's basically those as a college experience. Like, it's just the most, like, ridiculous college experience from every movie you've ever seen. It's just that college experience where everyone's partying all the time. Everyone's doing pranks all the time. Everyone's having sex with each other. Everyone's having everyone.
Everyone.
You're going to fuck every girl
Grandma,
you meet. Like,
grandpa.
It almost...
Fido, everyone.
You can fuck your teachers. You can fuck your friends. You can fuck your friends' friends. You can fuck your friends' like mom
friends,
figures,
friends.
Basically. You can...
But what about your friend's grandma?
Sure. You can fuck your friend's sister. Like,
where you keep naming the lame ones. I want grandma action.
I didn't see any grandma action, but season 3 is coming out, so maybe we'll see some grandma action there.
Being a dick, you failed me. Bring some grandmas
but
in there. I want to live in fucking, what's that movie? Grandma's Boy. Let's get it going.
I'd rather live in, like, Eurotrip.
Hell no.
She invented putting the finger
in the ass during a blowjob or a handjob or something. Okay? Well, fuck you, Steven. Have some appreciation for the OGs.
I just think this, like, I never got to have that, like, college partying experience or anything like that. So of the experiences
you
that I never
out.
Got to try or do, this would be an experience that I never got to fully fulfill. That if I got a chance to live in that world for a little bit of time, I think it would be a blast to just kind of just let everything loose and just see how crazy things could go. Like, see
okay.
what that feels like.
That's a little crazy, but okay.
I know, it's a little out there, it's a little crazy, but, you know,
I like how you're
to
like, I try
actual...
to pick things that could never happen, and you're right, that could never happen to you.
I couldn't do that. I really couldn't yeah. be this way. Like, I like playing this character, but I could never be this character. Honestly,
yeah,
as
true.
Forward as this character is, I could never be this guy. But I do like the idea of it, and I've never got to experience that. So living in a world where I would get to experience that, or where it just would like almost happen naturally to me, like I wouldn't even need to seek it out. It would just fall on my lap.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to come at you with a counterpoint. A little bit okay. less of a sleazy fucking horseshit game, you sick son of a bitch.
Hey, you know, it's hot takes. I threw out a hot take. Yeah, I took that way too literally.
I'm coming at you with Overcooked 2.
Ooh.
So
why the mayhem?
I love cooking. Like, cooking is just so much
great.
Fucking
yeah.
fun. And having access to the ingredients that you have access to in Overcooked 2 and trying all these new meals and everything, that would be fucking sweet. That would be such a cool world to live in where you're just traveling and cooking for people. Like, honestly, that sounds like so much fucking fun.
I mean, I don't know if I want to cook like on an 18-wheeler on the highway across two different.
I mean, as long as I get to respawn after, it's fine.
Just the chaos that happens in those games for me. I'm
yeah.
like, I agree with you on the food and the
yeah. There's a lot, but the chaos
out,
makes
it
kind of fun. Like, and the kitchen's
oh, it makes
cool.
it insane.
Like, again, like everything is so cool about that world. Like, you live in a world where literally. It's life or death with cooking. Like,
honestly,
that's all it is all the time.
Like, I love a lot of those TV shows, kind of like Jury Duty that was just came out not too long ago, where this guy thought he actually was on a jury duty, but it was a fully fake show. Everybody was actors except for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the idea of like all these like hidden cam shows and stuff like that have all these things. And that would be like a really funny experience to put like me and us and our friend group in a kitchen, like a super busy kitchen, and just like have at it. Here's all the ingredients.
God,
and
you
us
guys would suck so hard.
I would
so
be fine. Fuck you.
It's so hard to deal with you guys.
We would be hard to deal with. I'm not discerning
you
that, but
like,
I would
I got
be
this
a good cook for you.
You did it wrong, you idiot. My inner Gordon Ramsay, although I don't think he's a good chef, would come out. I watched him do his
chef.
Little grilled cheese and where he's fucking fucking up a grilled cheese sandwich real hard. Can't respect him anymore.
Everyone has their own ways to do things. It's all right.
No, he put a grilled cheese over a live fire.
Okay. I don't see the problem with that.
And then he cut into it and it's not melted at all. And he's
oh,
like,
well,
look at it.
Problem.
Beautifully melted. He said that when he had trouble cutting it. He said beautifully melted because he's a piece of shit. Oh, God. I would be, you know, if it were me, I'd be like, man, I really fucked this up bad, didn't I?
All right.
What you got?
My last pick. This one kind of, I guess, yeah. This is kind of a cheating based on what you said earlier. This is
Boo.
One that was a,
Boo.
It was an anime first.
Cheat, cheat, cheat.
But. It's got a whole video game franchise, so I'm still accepting
okay.
it. Sword Art Online.
Nope, I'm taking it away.
Fuck you. Especially for me, Einkrad. Elfheim would be okay too. I would not want to live in Gungale.
I would love Gungale.
Civilization. I can't even fucking ever.
No, that would be a cool one too. Because you're like,
that would be really a cool one too, but it one's like way more dangerous.
Time is insane in that one. That would be so cool.
Einkrad though and Elfheim are two of the best worlds, and I don't care even if I'm trapped in the game in Einkrad. Like honestly, like even their life that they had, like on Floor 65 or whatever, where they had that lake house, that cabin lake house, and they're just like living their life like a normal life. Like that's such an awesome moment. And honestly, like living in a video game world where you can level up your skills sounds like the coolest things ever. I'd love to be able to look at my stats and know what the fuck's wrong with me.
Just be like, oh, my beauty stats way down. I gotta get
Then I could just practice being beautiful and get more beautiful.
Honestly,
like living in a video game world with video game stats, and this is why I wanted to pick this one mainly, is just because that whole premise to me sounds so intriguing of being able to actually just improve whatever I wanted to improve.
Yeah.
I know I can do that in the real world a little bit,
but you can.
It's just easier. It doesn't take as much effort.
That's true.
And I don't lose the stats for not doing them anymore.
But what about the part where you die? If you die.
If I get really ripped right now and then I stop working out for 6 months, I'll get a little fatter again. But if I was in the video game world, I would never get fat again. I would just be that rip always.
All the time. Unless you're in GTA, then you wouldn't. You lose that after a little while not working out.
Yes. In GTA, yes. But this is Sword Art Online where you keep all your stats. So, boom.
All right. So... of course you have to go to this last world, Steven. I can't believe you didn't say it.
Of course
we're going to Minecraft.
I thought it, but I also didn't. Like,
There's so much danger, but the exploration in this game is so insane. The building in this game, like, it takes out the need to be an expert at anything, right? You don't have to be an expert explorer to find shit. You don't have to be an expert builder to build shit. Like, it just makes everything so easy. The Jack Black movie's coming out. I'm sure they're going to really, like, exemplify that fact that
honestly,
anyone can do
the
it.
Newest
no
trailer
child
looks really good for it.
Yeah.
It looks kind of fun.
Like, I think this game would be an interesting world to live in, although I would miss, like, the curvatures of the world. I would be okay with it because of the amount of cool shit that's in it. The fact that you can build shit that's, like, not realistic in our society today. Elevators of water, breathing underwater, making potions, like going to the Nether and having exploration bouts there, fighting the Ender Dragon, going to the end. Like the entirety of that game is just one giant adventure, and living in that world would be really cool. Even if you just make a farm on a fucking, in a perfectly safe area, put a bunch of lights up, then you don't have to worry about zombies and shit.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I would have to do in this game. I'd have to just create like a very secluded, very walled off city basically with everything I need in it.
And
that's what I do in the game all the time. Honestly, like I did think about that, but and I know like in one of those worlds I might be more adventurous because like when I'm playing them I'm more adventurous, but like me as I am, I'm not that exploratory. I'm not that adventurous. I very much avoid danger and harm. So I could never go cave diving in a Minecraft world. I can never ever be mining if I knew there's a chance I could run into lava. Like there's just so many things that I couldn't do because of like I won't go skydiving because of the chance, and I know it's the most minuscule chance of dying ever, but I probably won't do it because it just terrifies me.
You wouldn't like, jump from like the upper atmosphere?
No,
like that one Red Bull person did.
I don't know. Fuck that. Oh, God, definitely not that. That was fucking wild,
God,
dude.
That was wild. He passed out for 60 seconds or something. I was like, no.
No, dude. Well, I've
not
seen
my
videos
life.
Of people, like, parachuting and their parachute gets all wound up. And then, like, they try to untangle themselves and they barely get the second parachute off and they land real hard and, like, break their leg. And, like, oh, man, can't wait till I heal and I go back up there. I'm like, you're moron, dude. You already escaped us once. Don't try it again.
No, try it 7 more times.
No, I don't get that mentality. I never have. I avoid danger.
Well, I mean, like, and that's the nice part about the Minecraft world. You don't have to do the danger stuff. You could just
at
like,
the beginning
be happy.
You do.
No, you just collect wood.
You have 20 minutes to build yourself a house, or it turns nightfall instantly. So you have to get all the things.
But you bury yourself in the ground and you're fine.
I don't want to do that either. I'm afraid of the dark.
Well, yeah, build a torch.
Oh, I mean, sure. But also, giant-ass spiders, you can fuck off with that noise right fucking now.
Luckily, they only come out at night.
Yeah, but they stay around in the daytime.
Yeah, but they don't attack you. They're cool in the daytime. They're friendly. They're
your
friends.
I don't care. I don't want to see a spider that's half the size of me. That is terrifying.
They just
want
to be pet.
I don't want it.
All right, guys. Well, that was our hot takes episode today. We hope you enjoyed it. If you have any suggestions for hot takes, reach out. Soulofagamerpodcast@gmail.com. Check us out any platforms. We are back on TikTok, I believe.
Yes, we are back on TikTok.
Okay, we are back on TikTok. Since the whole thing, we're not going to get into it. I don't like making this about politics, but
it's all bullshit.
Banned,
but it's not.
Yeah,
it
it's all bullshit. So don't worry, it's just all fake anyway.
Fake news.
But yep. If you want us to do anything, please reach out and let us know.
Please.
And we hope you enjoyed it, and we'll catch you next week.
Love you. Bye.